Nolte, ultra-woke discovery subsidiary admits goal of general reprogramming of most people's minds. By John Nolte on September 10, 2019. Group 9 Media, a partial subsidiary of Discovery Incorporated, openly admits it wants to engage in the general reprogramming of most people's minds. Group 9 is a multi-billion dollar media corporation. Discovery Incorporated, the multi-billion dollar powerhouse behind a whole host of cable networks, including the Discovery Channel, has a 35% stake in Group 9 Media, which makes Group 9 one of Discovery's many subsidiaries. Among other sites, Group 9 runs the animal rights site The Dodo, and Now This, a far-left news outlet aimed at millennials. On Monday, Now This released a viral video where the outlet comes right out and admits that its goal is to reprogram our minds. Hey guys, seems innocuous, but here's why you might want to try a different greeting. pic.twitter.com/3ep4nmjf3d. Now This, at Now This News, September 9, 2019. As you can see, the video is slickly produced and edited, and premised on the obnoxiously stupid idea that addressing girls with the catch-all phrase "Hey, guys," is, in the vernacular of the day, problematic. Guys is a simple term. It can mean boys. But if you're modern, hip, it can mean people. At first glance, guys seems inviting, friendly, maybe warm, even comedic at times. But it, like many male default terms, should not be normalized as an all-encompassing phrase, innocent as it may seem. While we may understand the word means no real harm, with a deeper look, you'll understand that we've been ignoring the cognitive impact on women, as well as gender non-conforming folks, by only explicitly addressing the male-identifying individuals present. This drivel goes on and on for nearly 5 interminable minutes of whining from the most privileged generation in the history of the planet. You see, now America has delivered security, peace, and the kind of prosperity where even the poor have plasma TVs and overeating problems. These brats desperately feel the need to embrace a cause. So they have embraced the brave and noble cause of crusading against using the word guys. This is my favorite part. Of course, we claim it's colloquial, but with our elevated knowledge and inclusive perspective, it just seems lazy, inconsiderate, and a small part of what reinforces the gender hierarchy today. That might sound like a parody of a millennial website, but it's not. Yep, feminism has gone from Rosie the Riveter to melting down into a pool of little girl tears over the word guys. Talk about weak. There are larger issues that we, the feminists, need to combat: reproductive rights, rape culture, violence against women, LGBTQ rights, and the general reprogramming of most people's minds when it comes to the valuation of women in society. Again, what we are talking about here is a slickly produced, carefully written piece of propaganda backed by a billion-dollar media corporation, so the words used are deliberate. The young lady narrating the piece is not ad-libbing. She's reading from a script. They've even got subtitles, so you can show your friends this mask slip moment without forcing them to waste 2 minutes of their lives. So why come out and admit to wanting to reprogram our minds? Why say that rather than something like, convince people to see our point of view? Well, the answer is simple. This multi-billion dollar media corporation wants to paint those of us who disagree as having something wrong with our minds. This multi-billion dollar media corporation wants to normalize the idea of brainwashing, of using its corporate power to reprogram the minds of those who dare to think different. Don't laugh this off. 15 years ago, we were laughing at the idea of same-sex marriage. Now our public libraries host drag queen story hours for little kids, and mentally ill men wearing women's clothes are sharing a bathroom with our daughters. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.